Welcome to the P17 podcast, Doc of the Bay. I am your Dr. Bay, and before we do anything else, I invite you to close your eyes, relax your shoulders, and sit with Mr. Otis Redding for 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
I hope you enjoyed that. Mr. Redding always reminds us we're not the only one going through whatever we're going through. And now, we're ready to go on. Today, we continue on the topic of college. I hope going through certificates and associate degrees and the what's and why's of starting at community college and then transferring was neither too boring nor too confusing. But if I confused you, email me. If I bored you, well. Before I talk about bachelor's degrees and majors and all that, I want to go deeper into what it means to transfer. To transfer credits, to transfer AP exam scores, to transfer from one college to another. There's going to be some important vocabulary here. First, transfer equivalency. Say it with me, transfer equivalency. This is the term colleges use for what they'll count from outside their school. Colleges may count exam scores, like AP exams. Rarely schools will count SAT2 or subject area tests, but that, again, is rare. Community college credits, they will count, but often only in-state community colleges. They may also count other colleges' credits, and these are usually national colleges. So, to find out what counts, you go to Google and you type in the name of your school and the transfer equivalency, that term, and if it's exams you want to know about, also type AP exams. If it's community college or other college credits, usually just the name of the school and transfer equivalency is enough to get you to the right site. What should show up in the search is a site that has a table with columns that list, we'll talk about exams first. Left column will have an exam name, say AP Biology. The middle column will have the scores the school takes. That might just be 5, or it may be 3, 4, and 5. It's different for each exam and for each school. Got that? You can stop this now if you want to go find your school's table before I tackle the very confusing right column. Okay, so let's say you got a 4 on AP Bio and you want to see if the school will take that exam score. Well, here I am looking and AP Bio is on the list and hey, they'll take a 5 or a 4. Now the question is, for what? Some exams for some scores will count at some schools as course credits. This means a course number and amount of credits will appear in the right column, like Bio 101 and 102, maybe, each for 5 credits. When you see something like that, it translates to this. This school will count my AP Bio exam score as 10 credits. Bio 101 and Bio 102 will be listed as CR or credited through exam on my transcript for college. The next question is, what does that equivalent course credit do for me and what doesn't it do? This is where it gets complicated. Ready? Just like high school, a few courses in college are required courses. You have to take that course or you can't graduate. Some are elective. You have to take a certain number of electives to have enough credits to graduate, but you do the choosing of which ones and when you take them. Then, also like high school, there's a set number of categories called undergraduate requirements or core requirements or something like that. And it'll include things like quantitative or arts. To graduate, you have to fulfill all the categories, but you have options for which courses in the category you take and when you take them. So each category has a certain minimum number of credits or courses you have to take. So say it's 15 credits of quantitative. Lots of courses at the college will count as quantitative. You just have to A, figure out which ones, and B, enroll and pass them. To decide what courses to enroll in each quarter or semester or term, you look through the catalog for that term. If they're helpful, their catalog will allow you to search by requirement, so you can see every course you can take during the term that counts as, say, quantitative or as arts. You can also click on each course you're interested in taking and read its description. Somewhere in that description, it'll list which requirements it counts for. Again, just like we did in high school. Some schools allow some courses to count for more than one category at a time. That's a good deal. Others do not. Advising is there to help you sort all of this out and make your schedule. Can I recommend really big time? You use advising early and you use it often in college. All right. When you're looking at community college and other college courses to transfer, you get a very similar set of columns for transfer equivalency. But there's usually an additional column, and that's date range. Colleges can, and they do, change their transfer equivalencies all the time. So, maybe in 2010 they took a certain community college course credit, but not after that. Or maybe they started taking course credit from Harvard in 2014. That's what the date range column is telling you. So you just need to make sure your time taking the course fits in the range they say they'll take. Then you're set. So the upshot of the questions about course credit equivalency, what does my exam score or college credit count for, and what does that do for me, is this. Some exams and some community college and other college credits are totally worth the work and money to take. Why? Because they fulfill requirements you would have had to do anyway in college to graduate. And especially if it's a requirement you don't particularly enjoy. Now, by having these credits when you start college, you're ahead. So now you've got room in your schedule to take other classes that you want or need, or maybe you could even graduate early since you've fulfilled all the requirements in less than the usual 2 years it takes for an associate's or 4 years for a bachelor's. But some exams and some college credits may not be worth the work and money to take in high school. They may not transfer to the school you want to go to. This is especially true of community college credits for out-of-state schools, although there are exceptions. BYU, for example, takes community college credits from most states. You need to check. Another reason? They may transfer, but only as an elective. So you took the exam or you bought the college credit and all it is cheaper credit towards your graduation, but it doesn't do much for you. Was it worth it? The last possibility, and brace yourself for it, they might count for a course you don't want to skimp in college. What? Why wouldn't you want to skip a course in college if you could? Looking at the time, that's where we should pick up next podcast. But some spoilers. First of all, med school doesn't accept credit by exam for its prereqs. So, bio, chem, you actually have to take those courses in college, or else med schools won't take you. And if you transfer in credits or exam scores to count, you might have to take the next higher level course for your major or degree. That might be great. Maybe you were ready to jump to Spanish 3 or advanced composition, or you're not, and it might completely destroy you if you try and take the second quarter of calculus or chem or whatever without having taken the first one at school. Think of questions you might have now that I've said these things and hit me up. Until the next podcast.